And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, welcome. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer. And we're coming to you live from Kearney Mesa with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not only in San Diego County, but also Orange County, L.A. County, up to Seattle on a good night, out to the desert. And now it is time to introduce my co-host, illustrious CPA, marathon runner, businessman, friend to many, CPA Richard Musio. Richard, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. I heard you ran a race today.
Yes, I ran the Vista Strawberry Fest 5K, which is an interesting story because I am actually the founder of that race, along with my foundation, the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation. But we, in a manner of speaking, turned the keys over to the city of Vista after last year's event. So this was the first year that Vista sort of ran their own event. They did a good job.
Wow.
It was fun. Excellent. Maybe about 3,000 runners out there. And it's pretty good at the finish line. You could have, well, if you wanted to be healthy, you could have strawberries. And if you didn't want to be healthy, you could have chocolate-covered strawberries or strawberry funnel cake. That's in descending order of healthiness.
Excellent. Well, what I did, I got invited at the 11th hour on Friday to go to see the 50th anniversary reunion concert for the Beach Boys. And these guys are 69 and 70 years old and put on about a two-hour, five-minute concert themselves, and they had an opening act, Foster the People, down at, it's now the Quicket Wireless Amphitheater, formerly the Coors Amphitheater, and I want to tell you, they put on a great show. I was very, very, very impressed. So
Brian Wilson was there?
He was there.
I can't say much about this, but my mother used to be Brian Wilson's nurse.
Yes, I think you had.
But that's all I can say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's just great. They're doing 66 shows between, I guess, now and the end of August. They're going to wind up in Japan. I don't know how they keep that pace up. You know, they're a different city every day, but good for them. And it was a great show. And thank you to Bill and Annie and Noel for inviting me. And it was a great time. Let's see. Another thing I have to mention is this movie, which I think is going to be a big sleeper hit and probably become a cult classic. I saw this movie with Bernie, with Jack Black and Shirley MacLaine last night. Richard, have you seen it yet?
I have not.
I got to tell you, it's hysterically funny, very interesting, based on a true story, and they made a black comedy out of this thing, and the way they intersperse the locals, they actually interviewed people out in East Texas where this whole thing went on. I don't want to spoil the story for you, but if you like the Jerry Springer Show and the old mama's family with Carol Burnett, you're going to love this. So I highly commend it. And then just quickly before we get to our guest tonight, last week we had some sound issues with the Regents Bank executive. So we're going to do that show again. When's that, Richard?
June 24th. It'll be from 7 to 8 p.m. at a regular time on Sunday, June 24th. Right. So about 4 weeks away.
Right. So we'll have that podcast up after that particular show. So there's no podcast for last week, so we apologize for that. But hey, how about letting me introduce tonight's guest, Richard?
Hey, go ahead, Joe.
Well, it's my honor and privilege, and full disclosure, I've known our guest for many years, since her years as a television reporter, but from District 7 and hopefully soon to be District 9, City Councilwoman Marty Emerald is here. Marty, good evening. How are you tonight?
Hello, Joe. I think you were really impressed with that Bernie. You told me about it.
I'm telling everybody.
Richard about it, and now everybody
I'm like Milton
else.
Berle. I'm telling everybody, you know.
I want you to. I saw The Avengers, and man, what a great movie that was. Great, great fun. Yeah. For everybody, you got to see it. And 3D and IMAX, too.
And people cheering in the audience for that. I didn't really follow all the comic books too much on that, but yeah, people definitely get into it.
I never did either, but it's great fun.
But anyway.
Oh, summer movies are always a hit. And I'm going to go see Bernie. I mean, on your recommendation, I've got to see this
thing. Yeah, and the sad thing, it's only on four screens here. It's at both Landmarks. It's in two Reddings, one in Claremont Town Square, and I think the other one in Carmel Mountain, I think.
Man, are these folks advertisers yet? After a plug like that.
You know, you're right. Well, I do get to see a few press screenings here and there, but I had to pay for that one, but it was worth it.
In the interest of full disclosure, yeah, Joe and I go back to about 85.
Well, when you started, I was there already.
And also, did you know that Joe does the best Frank Sinatra?
Well,
I guess when the show gets a little slow,
okay,
count on Joe to do this. So
I thought he was going to thank Sinatra, our engineer, last week. But anyway, that's another story.
That's another story. We're not going to go there. That's very nice to do a mulligan for your friend at Regions Bank. That's terrific.
Yeah, but Marty, I don't think enough people know we were just talking a little bit before the show, but you've got an interesting history and maybe, you know, starting out with AP Radio and all that,
yeah,
and how you got your start there and TV developments. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Just by happenstance, I had an opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. and become the project of the Associated Press Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the late 70s, so in context, if anybody in the audience is old enough to remember or young enough, we had hostages in Iran, we had an OPEC oil embargo, Jimmy Carter was in the White House, Treasury Secretary Miller and Lee Iacocca were negotiating the Chrysler bailout. Those were a few things. The strategic arms limitation talks were going on in Congress, and so it was a magical time,
yeah,
and a lot going on. And it was a perfect time for somebody who had just a natural curiosity, and I was told a nice set of pipes, to learn the broadcasting business. And our assignment editor, Mark Knoller, we called him the Ayatollah Knoller. I think he's still with CBS Radio,
that was a
covering
reference.
The White House.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, everybody here will remember that, the hostage crisis, because when Dorothea Moorefield she was a San Diego.
Here in San Diego?
Living in Tierra Santa, and everyone remembers the day that he came home, because the whole city came to a standstill, and they had a massive parade up the freeways all the way to his home. I mean,
it was phenomenal. Yeah. At the time, I was working out of the AP Bureau in Los Angeles, mm-hmm, and was assigned to come down here and cover that, and met the Moorefields, and what a great family. And I really got a sense of this community, and it left a lasting impression. When the opportunity came to actually come to work here, I thought, yeah, this is a good town.
Well, and she kept that issue, because it was kind of flagging for a while, and then I think she was going on Good Morning America. I remember I had to get up at about 3 in the morning or what to let her in the gate at Channel 10.
Oh, okay.
She had to be on the air with David Hartman, if I'm really dating myself, but she made that commitment to make herself available
and you know, it takes voices, mm-hmm, to make things happen. When people care about an issue or creating publicity around something that's very important, it does make a difference. And she proved it, and since then we've seen just countless examples of people stepping up and putting all of their own interests aside just to focus on resolving a big problem.
Interesting footnote. She invited the media into her home.
Into
and
the house.
Was cooking. There were wires and cables and cameras
right.
and radio.
I remember that.
It was pretty amazing.
I was sitting on the floor in the living room with my little tape recorder.
Yeah.
And it was a great way to meet her.
Yeah.
It was great.
But then was your first job at Channel 10 as a consumer reporter?
I was hired on general assignment in 84. So I took a step back and looked at what was happening on the radio landscape, and you guys know, more and more television stations were buying prepackaged programming, contracting with networks like TalkNet, NBC, mm-hmm, Radio for talk shows, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Bruce Williams, all these guys,
mm-hmm,
and hiring fewer local people. And so I sized up what was happening in the industry and decided, well, maybe I should check into TV. So I went over to City College and I hired a crew. And at the time, Channel 51, KUSI, was just kind of dabbling in the idea of doing news. And so I went over and asked if I could borrow some video off their UPN feed. And Bhopal, you know, the terrible chemical spill, and there are a few other stories like that. And I wrote it out on cue cards, went over to City College, cut my audition tape, and the rest is history. They hired me as a general assignment reporter. photographers complained because when I was in radio, I always stuck my microphone right in front of people, and they had to, they always had my KSDO microphone in their shots. They didn't like that, but it was cool. It was great. And 22 wonderful years. It was soon after that Bree Walker left, and she had been the consumer reporter, you know, with J.W. August, the maestro of investigative producing. And so I marched into the news director's office and says, the job should be mine. He said, get out of here. And so Bill Griffith did it for a while, and then they started a talk show, and he hosted that. So I marched in, and I said, now it's mine. And instead of a weekly, we're going to do a daily segment, and you don't even have to give me more money. Now, that was stupid. I'm not a very good business person, as you can tell. And he said, okay, you're on. And that launched a 21-year collaboration with JW, and which continues to this day.
Well, now he runs the whole darn newsroom over there, right? So good for
him.
Well,
practically. Yeah. You know, he's the managing editor, right. and he gets into the, you know, what is this about? Why are we here? Let's make it relevant. And he's under their new ownership Scripps. Mm-hmm. They are, I think, growing their investigative unit again. So mm-hmm. I'm really hopeful about the future of journalism, as long as there are players willing to, you know, walk the walk, mm-hmm. put the money into these operations so we can do it right. Because there is a dearth of good, in-depth, honest investigative reporting, not just here in San Diego, but all across the country. Yeah. It's become McNews, and it's whatever's cheap and fast, and it's unfortunate because the public is getting shortchanged, and I think ultimately it does threaten democracy. Yeah.
But on the upside, you said it did prepare you for your job.
Yeah. So. Well, so much of what we did with Troubleshooter was help the public find its voice and take on the big institutions like government. Mm-hmm. And we would do, you know, regular investigations of, you know, local, regional, federal government and the operations that just aren't working right, and how people could stand up and be empowered and advocates for themselves. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I mean, this was perfect in terms of being able to take this history of advocacy and the experience that I received there at Channel 10 and working with JW and the gang. And so
superhero Marty Emerald, we'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Follow Roger Hedgecock tomorrow, 3 to 6.
Barack Obama is forcing chaplains to perform gay marriages. Let's defend that one in Ohio. Let's go to Florida and defend that one. I want to see what your reaction is going to be in Colorado to that one. It doesn't matter to him. He's not moving to the middle. He's not Bill Clinton. He's not a politician. He's an ideologue. He has an agenda, and by God, he's going to be pursuing that agenda, even if he's the last guy in America who believes in it. And he may well be.
Roger Hedgecock, tomorrow, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Hey, Steve.
Hello, Kenneth.
So you know how the boss is pressuring us to come up with some new ways to go green and save money?
Yeah, I got the memo.
I proposed dual-pane windows.
Nice. Especially when I thought of it.
Low-flow water fixtures.
Obvious, but good.
And motion-activated light sensors.
What do you got? Solar water heating.
Solar water heating?
Well, Kenneth, it's a system that captures the warmth of the sun to help our regular water heater use less energy. And with all the hot water we use...
That could be huge.
I know, right? This could mean a door for my cube.
Stop it.
Hey, the new sustainability manager's gonna need an office.
Sustainability manager? Last time I checked, you were in charge of supplies.
It falls under the same umbrella, Kenneth.
Well played.
Make solar water heating the next step in your green routine and reduce your business energy bills and CO2 emissions. Rebates are available through the California Solar Initiative Thermal Program. Learn more at waterheatedbythesun.com.
Dude, if you're not wearing your seatbelt, avoiding a ticket has a high degree of difficulty.
Real though.
No matter what trick you pull to appear wearing one. The front side shoulder sham, a gnarly right cross fakie, or even the seriously wicked smooth glide shifty. Cops make sure each trick finishes with a busted tail grab. That's harsh, man. Pulling a fakie will get you in real trouble. There's no trick to avoiding a seatbelt ticket. Day and night, click it or take it.
A form of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
Hello, classic TV fans. I'm Larry Himmel with my good friend Cookie Chainsaw Randolph with this amazing television offer for KFNB's MeTV. Tell them what they're going to get, Cookie.
You get Gomer Pyle, Beverly Hillbillies, Bonanza, The Big Ballad,
BoJack, Rockford Files, MASH. And how much would you pay for
not
this
a
offer?
Dime, Larry Himmel, because MeTV is free.
And you can watch MeTV over the air at KFNB 8.2.
Free.
Time Warner 132.
Free.
Or Cox 808.
Free.
Hey, life's busy, always on the go. What's new? So when I'm ready to buy a car, I want to go to a place that's ready to deliver. On my terms. Lexus El Cajon makes car buying easy and convenient, the way it should be. And that continues with certified Lexus service 6 days a week. If you go the extra mile, just 10 minutes from Mission Valley, you can be sure Lexus El Cajon will go the extra mile for you. LEC, they deliver. Online at LexusElCajon.com.
We lead the conversation. Follow us, 760 KFMB.
Now, it's your money, not theirs, on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. You see them wearing their baggies. We're Archie Sandals.
We're on, Joe.
I believe we are.
That's the Beach Boys.
How much of that did people hear?
I wanted to hear that song, so I was just staying quiet.
We're back with Councilwoman Marty Emerald.
Yes.
I think that was the Beach Boys, but...
Joe, that was the Beach Boys, trust me. You were goofing off. Marty, I got to ask
you...
They better get that turntable fixed or whatever.
Marty and Joe,
the needle on that.
Marty and Joe, come on now.
In the spirit of full disclosure, Marty and Joe were making a date to go watch, I think, either Men in Black or Bernie.
Both.
We're going to go. I was saying, I can't get a date in this town, so I'll go to the movies with Joe.
You know what, Richard? If you want to bring Demi and Mary, whoever else, we'll get a group going.
So. Yeah, I got to see Bernie now. I got a question. Did you know when you were finishing up in the TV business that you wanted to go into the public service?
Well, yeah, that was sort of the catalyst. I mean, everything that was happening in the industry, again, budget cuts and they would buy these video packages of, you know, alleged stories, consumer stories, and say, just voice those things over. And I mean, that was sort of the direction it was going. And I thought, I didn't sign up for this. And at the same time, my city council member was terming out. And it just clicked. It seemed like the right thing
to
do.
Who was that at the time?
Jim Madaffer.
Okay, yeah, Jim Madaffer. I remember Jim.
And he was a neighbor around the corner in Tierra Santa. And I had to think about it because it would be walking away from a solid career and a big paycheck and into the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I was taking a walk over a long walk off a short pier, and it could have gone either way, and it turned out very close. I mean, I only won by 608 votes. I remember that number because it is so very important to know that, you know, when you got a community that's split almost evenly, I barely squeaked through, and I have to spend the next 4 years really not just serving everybody, but convincing the folks who didn't vote for me that it really was the right choice.
April Boland, was that your opponent?
These are the people who are suing the city over the contribution limits, you know, costing us a ton of money and trying to, I believe, hand the electoral process over to big business. I'm very concerned in the wake of the Citizens United decision, because you've got some big law firms now that are touring the country, their worldwide tour to overturn contribution limits in local, regional, state governments, so that big business will have greater sway over the outcome. And again, I talk about democracy being threatened. there's nothing worse than communicating to the public that your $25 doesn't count. We're bankrolled by big business, and they're the ones who are going to have access. We're having a hard enough time getting people to the polls today. And we start, turbocharging this cynicism, this public cynicism, and we're going to have a hard time getting people to the polls because they won't believe that it counts. And that's one of my priorities in this new District 9. It was billed as a second Hispanic empowerment district with about 50% of the residents being Hispanic, but most of them don't vote. Half of them are under 18. It's a very young population. And then those who are of voting age either aren't citizens or they don't believe that they have a voice or their vote counts. We have to convince them it does. So as we're walking precincts, going door to door, knocking on doors, we're handing out voter registration forms to members of the family who are not registered, and encouraging them to be part of the solution to these issues that exist in their communities, whether it's public safety or roads falling apart
And the challenge there you mentioned earlier was the demographic. You have the kind of the best and worst of everything.
Well, yeah, you've got Kensington and Alvarado Estates, very wealthy, well-heeled, highly educated communities. You've got some poor neighborhoods, Mount Hopes, and some of the little corners in the City Heights area where it's like the world hasn't discovered them. And we have to make sure that they know government is here for them. Mm-hmm.
You've got a high high school dropout rate in those communities as well as a high teen pregnancy rate.
Yeah, there's some great programs working in City Heights. City Heights is a wonderful model for what can happen with communities, I think, that have over time been disenfranchised and consumed by crime and poverty and all of these issues you're talking about. The Price Charities came in a number of years ago and said, we want to do something worthwhile. We want to do it in place. And they chose City Heights. So there's been a lot of redevelopment there using redevelopment dollars.
And Joan Kroc helped out.
And Joan Kroc was, and of course, Saul Price and now his son Robert, who's just extraordinarily gifted and generous, and he's got a vision, and the people who work with him have a great vision. In September, they're kicking off a partnership for children, which is going to create a safety net for kids and families, and a holistic one too. How do we help children be successful? Well, first of all, we help their families be healthy and stay alive. And of course, as chair of the Public Safety Committee, that's a huge one. We want to make sure kids can step out their front door and walk to school and get there safe. Mm-hmm. And, without being shot, which is going on now, just being gunned down in front of their homes or walking on sidewalks that are crumbling, roads that have potholes with traffic problems. And we've got to make those streets a complete street so people can walk and ride bikes and as well as drive. And there are so many challenges. So we're hoping all to work together to create is really a safe zone, a safety net that's holistic.
But overall crime
it has been down, but now the streets are really heating up in City Heights and Mountain View, Mount Hope.
Yeah.
And we've already had one substantial meeting with tenants, and we'll tell you about it, I guess, after the break.
We've got to take a break. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Follow the story. Follow the conversation.
Follow the leader.
Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Roger, and I'm such a great fan of the eye care given by Dr. David Shanslin. Dr. Shanslin has recently joined Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute, San Diego's premier LASIK and now leading vision correction center. Surgeons Dr. Michael Gordon, Dr. Jack Weiss, and Dr. David Shanslin can be found in one place to provide you the most advanced LASIK and lens implant procedures for the correction of nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. At various times in my life, I think I've had all three of those, and they've been corrected by Dr. David Shanslin. Now, if you're walking around waiting to improve your vision, the time is now. Go to Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute, get a free evaluation, and learn which procedure is best for you. Call today and mention Roger and receive a special 15% professional courtesy off LASIK for a limited time only during this welcome celebration for Dr. Shanslin. Call 1-800-NEW-VISION, schedule your free consultation today, or go online at gwsvision.com. Again, toll free 1-800-NEW-VISION.
Rev revved up to win in May at Casino Palma. Win one of three 2012 Ford Mustangs in our $160,000 May Mustang giveaway. Sundays through May 20th, pick a mini gas can to see what you win. Cash, Palma Play, or a brand new Mustang. Then on Sunday, May 27th, it's time to fill her up. 12 lucky winners get to fill their tanks with free gas for a year. Plus, each Sunday in May, 20 winners race away with $150 in Palma Play and extra entries in the Mustang drawings with our full throttle hot seats. Want more fuel for your fun? Join the club that pays to play. New Palm Club members get $20 in Palma Play. Only at Casino Palma, your casino. Highway 76, just 12 miles east of I-15. Must be 18 years or older. Visit CasinoPalma.com for more information.
No two pre-owned Mercedes-Benz are alike. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. If you think a Mercedes-Benz is out of your reach, consider a platinum-certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Most are pristine, low-mileage, one-owner vehicles refreshed to the highest factory standards. A well-maintained Mercedes-Benz can last forever, but you've got to start with the right vehicle in the first place. Fletcher Jones selects only one out of every three to go through our rigorous platinum certification process. We know you can buy a used Mercedes anywhere, but Fletcher Jones provides the highest standard certified pre-owned vehicles available. And you still get all the complimentary amenities afforded new car buyers, including free airport shuttle, car washes, and loaner cars. There's only two of us that will know you're not driving a brand new Mercedes-Benz, and we're not talking.
Don't miss our pre-owned Memorial Day weekend sale. Open Memorial Day, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit us at fjmercedes.com, or better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
In San Diego, we have the best summers in the world, but we pay for it with high gas prices and huge electric bills. Baker Electric Solar, the 2011 SunPower Dealer of the Year, can help. With a Baker Solar Electric installation and the new SunPower lease, you can go solar for zero down, eliminate your expensive electric bill, and power your home with clean energy for less. The best part? Your low monthly solar payment will never go up. Can't say that about your electric bill. Go solar by May 31st with Baker Electric Solar, and they'll give you something to help with summer gas prices too. A whopping $250 gas card. And you'll also get the gadget that everyone wants, the new iPad. It's a deal that can't be beat. The planet's most powerful solar for zero down that saves you money every month. Installed by the SunPower Dealer of the Year, plus a new iPad and a $250 gas card. Call Baker today to get started. 1-800-5-GET-SOLAR or click BakerElectricSolar.com.
Follow Glenn Beck tomorrow, 9 to noon. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
San Diego honored soldiers. Today I'm 760's Rick Williams, and here are the stories that we're following. Well, the first ever Memorial Day weekend service at the Miramar National Cemetery happened this morning. Guest speaker was retired Brigadier General Robert Cardenas, a vet of World War II and Vietnam and a test pilot. The annual service at Forest Rosecrans, of course, is tomorrow. Cal Fire says the banner fire, they have it 90% contained this evening. They hope to have full containment by tomorrow. It began Thursday, and it's burned about 5,400 acres. Well, with city revenues coming in at higher than expected levels, three San Diego City Council members, they're pushing for an additional $330,000 to help fund city lifeguards. We'll dive into participating McDonald's restaurants and pick up a coupon to save $20 on SeaWorld admission, and get ready to soar, dive, and twist like a ray on Manta, which is now open. In weather, partly cloudy and 64 at Lindbergh Field. And in sports, the Padres lost to the Mets today 2-0. They head to Chicago tomorrow for three games against the Cubs. Follow Roger Hedgecock after Sean Hannity on 760 KFMB.
The National Memorial Day Concert featured Natalie Cole tonight.
Gee, it's great.
But about halfway into the PBS concert, the event was canceled because of a severe weather warning in Washington, D.C. Tropical Storm Beryl approaching the Florida coast with wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, nearly hurricane strength. Beryl is expected to dump several inches of rain on the southeastern U.S. A bicycle found in a remote swampy area of Iberville Parish, Louisiana, belongs to a missing college student. Michaela Schunick has been missing since May 19th when she left a friend's home. The U.N. Security Council condemns Syria for a massacre in Hula Friday. The Obama administration is hoping to step up pressure on President Assad to step down. ABC's Alex Marquardt reports.
The plan that the U.S. is proposing is to get Assad to hand over power while keeping much of his government in place during a political transition. But for the time being, any sort of unified plan is a long way off.
Brad Wheatless, ABC News.
Follow Roger Hedgecock tomorrow, 3 to 6.
The Obama campaign is a fraud on every level.
Talk Radio 760, KFMB.
Now, it's your money, not theirs, on Talk Radio 760, KFMB.
We're back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs with Richard Lucio, myself, and City Councilwoman Marty Emerald. Welcome back. Richard, let's get into the Prop B. What do you
Let me thank our sponsors first. Let me thank Michael Coranta and Drew Freitas at UBS. And, of course, Carl Sheeler at Business Valuations Limited, Rich Gaines of Family Legacy Legal, CPAs Don Epic and Paul Polito from Polito Epic CPAs, and, of course, Regions Bank, Sean Puckett, Dan Yates, new president, Steve Sefton. Again, they will be back on June 24th.
Right.
So thank you to everybody. So speaking of UBS, we were at a really interesting breakfast about a week and a half ago, you and I, Joe, where the gentleman from UBS who was speaking said that if you look at pensions across the nation, they're assuming a rate of return of about, I think, 7.5 to 7.8%, which is ludicrous. And I know, Marty, I'm going to ask you this question. I know San Diego changed some of their actuarial assumptions because they were up in that 7% range at one point. But and this is consistent with, I guess, what's on the ballot, Prop B. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've done with regard to the pension issue and what your thoughts and opinions are on Prop B?
We cut those actuarial assumptions, the rate of return assumptions, because it, you know, in end of 08, when this, the current council, I call my class of the council, we weren't seeing anywhere near those returns. And when you have those kinds of assumptions, your required contribution is higher. And so we adjusted that way down so that the rate of return, the assumption is lower, and it wound up being fine. We pension's coming back because, or the returns are coming back now because of the market has improved. And of course, you know, at the time people were buying low and, man, things were really starting to take off. And we're seeing some leveling out now. But the point is, we found every tool in our arsenal to limit taxpayer liability for the pension. See, the pension is its own separate operation, but we're the pension sponsor. Mm-hmm. And we become liable as the city of San Diego and, of course, the taxpayers for pension losses. And so that's part of the reason that we have this terrible debt at the pension. That and, of course, the actions of past councils and mayors to underfund the pension in lieu of their favorite projects of ballparks and national political conventions. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, our pension system was being used as an ATM. Mm-hmm. And that's not kosher, it's not legal. Mm-hmm. And this is what we've inherited, a pension that was about $1 billion in debt, and then the market tanked and we lost another billion, and so here we are, and with taxpayers being liable. So this council jumped into action right away. We started talking with our city workers about how do we limit that liability, keep this system going, pay off this enormous debt that was caused, again, by past councils and their votes and the terrible economy. And we came up with some solutions. Every employee at the city has taken a 6% or thereabout cut in compensation. I mean, everybody across the board. Mm-hmm. And that's helped because it limits the liability, the pensionable pay. And then we also reformed the retiree health care system to the tune of about $800 million. And I know everybody talks about the pension, but it's the retiree health care that was the atomic bomb in the system.
How did you fix that specifically? What did you do?
We sat down with all of our labor organizations and said, how do we keep this going? How do we make it sustainable but affordable, you know, for the taxpayer? And we came up with a plan to cut the annual allocations. Now, this is some history, and I don't want people's eyes to roll and glaze over listening to this, but about 30 years ago when Pete Wilson was mayor, he encouraged the employees to vote to take the city out of the Social Security system, mm-hmm. see? And so the trade-off was, and we will give you health care for life. It's $8,800 a year. It was this extremely generous offer, and the employees at the time said, oh, okay, sure. So here we are, Fast forward 30 years with a retiree healthcare system that's been pay-as-you-go and is hugely in debt. The city has not been able to make its full actuarial payment. And so now we're in a position where we will be able to do that. We will be able to close the gap. And over, and they always look ahead, sort of 30 years, we'll be saving in excess of $800 million in terms of the taxpayers' contribution to this. So by bringing those payments down, there are still a few employees who qualify for that $8,800. The vast majority will be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $5,700 until they qualify for Medicare. Medi-Cal, and then there are some who will just accept a flat fee, a flat amount of money that goes into an account that they can manage mm-hmm. out there on the market. So the employees have been given options, they've voted, and again, this was a solution crafted by city management, the mayor's office, and all of our labor organizations working together in the best interests of the city and to create a system that's sustainable going forward. And I know this is kind of a simple way of explaining it. I'm not a CPA, but we do know we are going in the right direction. And I just want to say something here.
Mm-hmm.
There was one city council person who voted against each and every reform every step of the way. Mm-hmm. Carl DeMaio, the one-trick pony.
Huh.
Instead, he hijacked the initiative process, paid more than $1 million to collect signatures, and he put Prop B on the ballot. It's nothing more, nothing less than a political tool to get him votes. And it's a bait and switch. From my old, chasing down scams days, it's a bait and switch scam that promises great savings but is going to wind up costing taxpayers dearly. And we don't even know the extent of the cost. First of all, a big piece of it is just flat illegal and will wind up in court, and you and I as taxpayers will pay the bills. And that is the continued five-year freeze on salaries at the city. State labor law just flat out, I mean, there's no question. You can't negotiate contracts at the ballot box. Mm-hmm. It's got to be done through meet and confer good faith negotiations between the city management and
collective
the labor organizations.
Right?
So there's that piece. It's going to be thrown out, and that's where the savings happen. And then there's this 401k, which would replace pensions for new employees. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. That 401k is going to cost money to start up, plus we still have to backfill the current pension. And the pension debt doesn't go away, folks. We still have to pay the unmet liabilities from all these bad decisions that were made in the past. So not only do we have to backfill the current pension, make those huge payments, which this year's $230 million. And let me give you a little minutia here. I know I'm going all over the place.
No, this is good.
If we didn't have an underfunded pension, our annual payment would be in the neighborhood of $65, $68 million a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's $230 million a year because past politicians underfunded it so they could have their own little pet projects. And they need to own up. You know, Susan Golding was on some radio show not long ago, and she said, well, the budget was balanced when I was the mayor. When I left office, well, yeah, but, you know, it takes time. Scott Peters, same thing. He was the president of the city council that made the worst decision of all, the so-called MP2, where not only did they underfund the pension to build that ballpark, Petco, but they negotiated benefit increases with the employee groups to keep them quiet, basically, so they wouldn't, you know, be yelping about what are you doing with our pension.
Yeah, we don't have a baseball team to fill the ballpark 26 innings in a row
with no run. So you know, this is well documented. Pensions in the city are not going up; they're going down, but the cost to taxpayers will continue to climb because now we got to pay for this Michigas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that voters will see through this ruse.
Mr. DeMaio certainly ruffled Mayor Sanders' feathers last week.
Well, because
we can't repeat that on air, by the way.
Because he's part of the problem. He says his proclamations are that he wants to fix the pension system, but he has voted against every reform so that he would still have something to campaign on when he ran for mayor. And it's no secret. The other proposition I'm very concerned about is Prop A. Prop A would ban what's called project labor agreements in the city of San Diego. And if voters approve it, we will lose state money. Now, the last full fiscal year that we've got state money, 150 and state grants for all kinds of projects, from sewers and water system to our roads, our sidewalks, public buildings, you name it. We will lose that money. It will be devastating to the local economy, especially since now we don't have redevelopment as a tool to pour money and new investments into our older neighborhoods and so forth. So both of them very ill-conceived. And I believe it's part of a movement probably inspired by the lousy economy. But, you know, it's like, why did Willie Sutton rob banks?
That's right? Where the money is.
That's where the money is. So where's the money today when companies aren't making their nut? Government's got the money. And all across the country, we're seeing hired guns like the Carl DeMaios trying to convince working people to vote against their own best interests, to transfer public money into private pockets. That is exactly what's going on. Project labor agreements have been demonized. They're actually wonderful contracts that make sure that local workers are given preference in public projects, that that the project will come in at a certain budget and a certain deadline. While the city of San Diego itself hasn't done project labor agreements, Petco Park was built on a project labor agreement. Came in under budget and before the deadline, employed good, trained union workers and non-union workers as well, and created a safe zone for workers, productive environment. It was a great project, really well done. Too bad we had to borrow from the pension to build the thing.
I just read that they've been outsourcing labor for workers who climb these cell towers, and a lot of them have fallen to their deaths because they're not trained. Yeah, they're not trained.
You know, and this is really an important thing. I was in a group of really, you know, solid liberal Democrats the other night, and this issue came up. Well, why should they have a pension when the average worker doesn't? And we turned the tables. Well, why aren't you fighting for a pension out there in the workforce? No. Why is it that the American worker is rolling over so easily when it comes to demanding that employers train workers in the job, train workers in the safe operation of businesses and projects, and demand benefits? And that's the beauty of unions.
That's what big business has been doing, though. I think about 80% of American workers had defined pension plans, and today it's down to about 20-21%.
And, you know, it's just so short-sighted, because who's going to wind up supporting these people in their old age? The taxpayer.
Most likely.
The taxpayer. That's what's happening now.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll hold that thought.
Oh, well, you know, don't get me started. Oh, wait, yeah, get me started.
No, we'll start some more right after this break. We'll come right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Follow Sean Hannity. Today, noon to 3.
What Obama has done on same-sex marriage is the most perfect example of the, quote, etch-a-sketch moment driven by the cynical political expediency that we've ever seen in modern American politics. The day after his very own shift from exactly what Romney's position is, this campaign puts out a web ad attacking Romney backwards on equality. You've got to be kidding me.
Sean Hannity, tomorrow, noon to 3. Talk Radio 760, KFMB.
Did you know that nearly one out of every two people over the age of 85 has some form of Alzheimer's or related dementia? Hi, it's Roger Hedgecock, and Alzheimer's disease has touched many families, including mine. What families need more than anything is information and resources to provide help. One beneficial resource is the Active Care Living Town Hall Forum. Now in its eighth year, this educational forum provides valuable information to family caregivers. You are invited to spend the morning with medical and industry experts specializing in memory care at the next Active Care Living Town Hall Forum coming up on June 6. The topic is how Alzheimer's affects the family. You'll learn about heredity factors, how to navigate family dynamics in caregiving, and strategies to protect yourself against legal conflicts. The Town Hall Forum will be held at the Monta Valley Community Center in Rolling Hills Ranch in Chula Vista, Wednesday, June 6, starting at 8:30 a.m. There's no charge to attend, but advanced reservations are requested. Please register online at activecareliving.com. That's activecareliving.com, or call Active Care Living at 888-MEMLOSS, 888-MEMLOSS.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
Hi, this is Dave Grunstrom, CEO of Marvin K. Brown. Memorial Day is a time to reflect with our San Diego friends and family and enjoy the long weekend with trips to the beach, BBQs, and fun in the sun. At Marvin K. Brown Buick and GMC, a leading dealer in San Diego for over 60 years, we're doing something to make your Memorial Day even more special.
Hi, this is Jennifer Brown. Our goal is to move out all of our 2011 models by summertime, so we're offering some of the most competitive factory incentives in the industry, like up to $4,000 on the 2011 GMC Sierra 2500 trucks, or 0% financing on the 2011 GMC Terrain.
Plus, receive up to 0% APR financing and additional cash incentives on our 2012 GMC Sierra trucks, Buick Enclaves, and GMC Acadias on approved Ally credit till May 31st. But hurry in, because like all these offers, summer vacation will be here and gone before you know it.
So why take a risk and buy your new automobile anywhere else? Call MKB today at 800-640-0204, MKB in the heart of Mission Valley, or online at MKB.com.
If you are in the market for office furniture, you need to hear this. The office furniture division of Furniture Heaven is going out of business, and there is over $1 million in inventory that all must go. When it's gone, it's gone. So hurry in now. Here are some examples. Global ergonomic conference chairs, model 5331, with a list price of $480 for only $95. Executive desks in a variety of finishes, with a list price of $850, starting at $195. You need to see this quality at these prices, and you will be blown away with the value. A Herman Miller AO2 modular unit with workstation, powered panels, one pedestal, and work surface, with a list of $2,500, starting at $300. These are just a few examples. There are prices like this on every office furniture item in the entire store. Hurry in to get the best deals on office furniture. It's all happening at Furniture Heaven, 6970 Miramar Road. That's Furniture Heaven, 6970 Miramar Road. Call 858-530-1133. 858-530-1133.
We lead. You follow. They get out of the way. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Now, it's your money, not theirs, on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Oh, we had a great case.
Hey guys, we're back. No chit-chat. Oh, no chit-chat.
We're back with more. It's your money, not theirs.
If you knew what we were talking about off-air, man.
Goodness sakes.
Well, let's see.
Marty, I got to ask you a question, because you're on a new committee called the Economic Development and Strategies Committee, along with Sherry Leitner.
And
I was making, I frequently make the point that one very important thing that allows communities to thrive is that you have businesses in those communities that are successful, that are actually owned by people who live in those communities, and people who live in those communities support those businesses, as opposed to supporting businesses that aren't in their communities.
Yes, it's literally ownership in the community.
Right, it's ownership of the community solution. And in the community. So what are you doing on that committee?
Right.
Tell us
now,
about it.
We're getting educated up from many, many different sectors, I guess you call them, of the economy and the community. Not long ago, we heard from a panel of economists. Normally, you know, the old joke is you line up all the economists and they can't reach a conclusion. But this panel, regardless of whether they were conservative, liberal, anywhere in between, said that the two biggest challenges we have in our local economy are education of our kids, because we've got thousands of openings, say, in the high-tech industry and biocom, but we don't have people qualified to take the jobs because our educational system is lacking. And then the cost of housing. Those are the two big factors that local economists have identified as being issues that are going to impact our economy going forward. Are we going to send the word out to the rest of the business world that it's too expensive to live in a house in San Diego and that you're not going to have the trained workforce you need? And so you see a lot of talk about education, and you know, a lot of people are talking about it. We got to do something about it. We've got to. The city and the schools have got to work more closely together so that we understand and we act on what's important. And educating up our kids for today's job market, tomorrow's job market, really, really important. And then finding a way to control the cost of housing so that people can actually afford to move here from another part of the country or can afford to live here and,
of course,
and work.
The school board just announced they're laying off 20% of the teachers, which isn't a good sign right now. But they get all their money from the state, right? Mostly, or the county.
The state is in such bad shape.
I think public transportation goes hand in hand with affordable housing. If everybody has to spend $4.50 a gallon to drive 60 miles a day,
That's
not good.
That is, I'd say, not sustainable. And our mid-city communities are great examples of this whole transit-oriented development strategy that San Diego has. There aren't too many places where you can build housing developments anymore. So many developers, policymakers are looking to our inner city areas for infill development along transit lines, a lot along the trolley lines. And it makes sense. It makes sense. Why not park the car? Mm-hmm. And just drive on Sundays. Wasn't that the old Sunday drivers? But we can get around. And I serve on the Metropolitan Transit System Board as well. I'm one of four city council members sitting on the board. And we are restoring many of those lines, the transit lines, the bus lines that were cut a few years ago when the state cut $5 million worth of funding.
Isn't a trolley supposed to go up the I-5 corridor at some point?
Yeah, the Mid-Coast trolley, we're in competition with other cities, other communities for Federal Transportation Administration money to pay for that project. Mm-hmm. But we are way up there at the top of the list, and it is it's a great plan, and it can be built out in the next couple of years to connect basically the border with UTC and UCSD and all that. It's fabulous.
Right.
For Mid-City, though, we still need to hold Caltrans' feet to the fire on the Centerline Bus Rapid Transit up the 15, which was promised when Caltrans came through and chopped City Heights in half. We said, well, don't worry. We're going to bring you this Bus Rapid Transit. It's going to give you easy access to all these great jobs up the 15 corridor in Rancho Bernardo and Scripps. And it hasn't happened.
Wow.
Has to happen.
Yeah.
Because, Richard, you're absolutely right. People have to be able to get from here to there in an affordable way without eating up their little paycheck on rent and gasoline. That doesn't make sense. And people don't get ahead that way, I believe.
Yeah. Speaking of education in the high-tech area, there is high-tech high. I know it's a charter school, but I think they're doing a pretty great job.
Hey, Joe, charter schools are the future of this country, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, but here's the other, I'll be a devil's advocate. Every kid who exits the public school system to go to a charter school takes money out of the public school system and in average daily attendance money, and that's adding up, and that's part of the reason we got teacher layoffs happening and class sizes growing, because people have lost faith with the system, rightly or wrongly, and they want to take their kids someplace where they can have a different educational experience for their kids and their families and their neighborhoods.
So I'm
hoping that we can find a way of bringing the public back to support the system, that we don't see these campaigns continue for the vouchers so people can create a two-class educational system. But
we're
do have
up on about 1 minute left, though, Marty. Real quickly, the budget deficit.
You keep cutting and cutting and cutting, and eventually you got enough money to cover the services.
That's it.
This year, though, we're starting to add back services, hours at libraries and rec centers. We've got 4 police academies, a couple of fire academies, buying new vehicles, offering better services, and I'm hoping it's the beginning of better times in San Diego.
Can we fill in some potholes too?
Yeah.
A couple. Yeah, okay. We got a pothole hotline, man. Yeah. It's called Potline.
Anyway,
I'll get out there personally.
Let's wrap our there. Thank you, Councilman Member. Next week, Nathan Fletcher. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Justin Hart, our soundboard operator, and Craig Blanke, account executive, and program genius, Dave Sniff. Thank you. Have a good week, and we'll see you next week.
Considering your next luxury car, there are a few different things to think about. On the one side, the Audi A4 2.0 TFSI has a 0 to 60 of 6.3 seconds.
But on the other side, the BMW 328i is faster with a 0 to 60 time that clocks in at 5.9.
Well, the Lexus ES350 gets 28 highway miles per gallon.
But the BMW 328i gets 33 highway miles per gallon.
Wait, really?
Uh-huh. And between the savings in fuel and the no-cost maintenance program...
No way!
It has a lower cost of ownership than Audi, Mercedes, or Lexus.
Drat! Well... maybe there isn't too much to consider after all. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed and power claims based on specs from manufacturer sites, 2333 city highway miles per gallon, and comparisons based on EPA estimates. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-3114-BMW.
Now through May 31st, lease a 2012 BMW 328i sedan for just $399 a month. Visit sdcountybmw.com/finance today for full details.
We follow the story, then we